This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Saturday the 30th of March is round three of the European Blind Football League, taking place at the Point Four in Hereford. Joining me now is the head coach of Royal National College, Adam Bendall. Adam, thanks for speaking to us today.
No, thank you for having me.
Lots to look forward to in the next round of games. What can spectators expect on March the 30th?
Yeah, so spectators can expect to see six European blind football games with teams coming from, obviously, the RNC, Borussia Dortmund, AS Roma, Bondi, Charleroi and Thessalonica. So it's a good mix of teams across a lot of different European countries. As well as that, the Point Four are opening their doors to the public and we're having like a festival of football happening as well. So people can come to the facilities that we have here, have a go at blind football, have a go at goal ball, kind of immerse themselves in the like blind world as such. And then also there's going to be like a food kind of festival as well. So a lot of local businesses selling their products. So yeah, we're hoping that it's going to be a real festival feeling and have a lot of the community at the Blind College.
As you mentioned, six teams from across Europe taking part. How much of an impact does it have on the players getting the chance to go up against opposition like Roma and Dortmund?
Oh, it's huge. It's amazing. And I think it gives our players different cultural experiences as well as in terms of like traveling into these different countries, which is huge, and having experiences which they may not have had if they're not playing in a team sport. But I mean, this year the level of competition has increased again. There's a lot more internationals playing. So the Dortmund team are full of German internationals, the French team are full of French internationals. Belgium seem to be the PSG of the blind football world, and they get players from all different countries playing. So yeah, the standard has increased, and it allows our players to get the feeling of playing top quality opposition, which we may not get in the UK, which is just fantastic for their development as a footballer and as a person.
And along with the matches, there's a whole festival of football on the day as well. Lots of chances to try sports like blind football and goal ball. Has that been a way that you found players in the past through pathway events like these?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we get to find a lot of players through the through students coming at the college and then just trying different things. But I think more broadly speaking, in the last couple of years, sports are looking at tending to kind of look across both pathways in terms of sharing of players and students. Because I mean, the skill sets in goal ball and blind football are relatively similar. You need to have good orientation skills. You need to have good kind of echolocation. You have to be able to communicate, and those skills cross over into each sport. So yeah, we do find that players, if they're good at goal ball, they can lend their hand to blind football and vice versa, and judo and other disciplines as well.
Now, Adam, alongside your work with RNC, you're also the head coach for the England blind football team. How does your work with the team at RNC complement your work with the FA?
Yeah, I'm hugely fortunate to do both roles, and they kind of link. So I'm able to kind of get a good understanding of young players that come through the pathway, both at the college and more broadly speaking in the UK. And, you know, we've got some fantastic facilities here at the Blind College and at the Point Four, and it really impacts training. So we do different training days. I'm able to kind of have a day a week where I go across the country and see what young talent is out there. So yeah, I'm hugely fortunate to both the FA and the Blind College to be able to do both roles and hopefully impact blind football in our country in a positive way.
And the England blind side were in action at the IBSA World Games last summer. How much of a difference has taking part in that tournament made to the players?
Yeah, it's huge. We're going through a slight transitional period in our blind squad where a lot more younger players are playing. So days like the 30th of March and being entered into the European Blind Football League allow our younger players the chance to upskill themselves quickly from an independence point of view off the pitch, to getting used to jumping on a plane and all those things that come with tournament football. We're exposing these young players to that early so they can get used to hopefully doing the business on the pitch when it calls for. But yeah, I mean, the IBSA World Games was huge in our development. We didn't probably perform the way that we wanted to, and for some of the players, the tournament come too soon in their development. But what we're hoping is that we can make little steps, and when it comes to our next major competition down the line, that we'll be ready for it, and we'll be the best version of ourselves then.
And there seems to be a really big cultural shift going on at the FA at the moment. How has the one para culture changed para football in England, with training camps at St. George's Park in the UK and warm weather camps abroad? There really seems to be a great community across all of the para sides, whether it's blind, visually impaired, deaf, or one of the many others. Does that help on the pitch?
Yeah, it's been hugely positive. We're all able to share resources as coaches, as players. There's a family feeling to everything. We're all sharing success and each other's success, which is amazing. And yeah, something that's, it's just amazing to be part of. Whenever you put on an England shirt as a coach or a player, I think it's an amazing feeling. So yeah, to share that now with other squads is pretty powerful and a really positive step forward.
And so far in the season, how have things been going for RNC?
Yeah, we've had one fixture day in Greece where we played Borussia Dortmund and Sesefoot Chalawar, who won the league last year. So we beat Borussia Dortmund 8-0, which was an amazing result for us. And it shows how far the lads have come. And then we beat Chalawar 2-0 as well. So at the minute, we're top of the league, which is fantastic, but it's just a two-game start. Yeah, it would be a great spectacle come the 30th, and hopefully we're still in a positive position come that day.
Well, what's the best place to find out more and get tickets for the European Blind Football League and the Festival of Football on Saturday, March the 30th?
Yeah, so you can check out our website, the Royal National College for the Blind. Also on X, we have links going out across all of our social media platforms. And you can find our ticket sales on Eventbrite. And if you type in European Blind Football League, it should come up, but there's also a few different strap lines to that. If you search blind football tournament in Hereford, that will also come up with ticketing. And the ticketing is really reasonable. So it gets you to watch three games in the morning, or you can have a three game ticket in the afternoon. Or if you want to watch and stay for the whole day, then you can buy two separate tickets. But yeah, if you go onto Eventbrite, type in the European Blind Football League, that should come up with your ticket to purchase.
RNC Blind Football head coach Adam Bendall, best of luck to the team on Saturday, March the 30th. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.